Ladies and gentlemen, Salut community, it's my very honor and pleasure to be here on the first it's the first presentation of the open document track. And I want to talk to you about, I want to explain you the XML-based filters. My name is Svante Schubert, and if you go directly to me, I'm working for Sir Mikestam since 1999. It's going to be my 8th year now. And I'm started very early with XSLT. I worked out the XHDMI export. It was earlier for the J2EE server. It was web-based, the creation of presentation of the earliest Office files for a browser. Therefore, I started about 6 years ago, and it's continued to work on these XHTML files a little by little. You will find one of them, I can show you later, already in the OpenOffice as an optional filter. And the latest project was a prototype of an open document viewer for Firefox, an extension. I won't show you today, but you will see and hear about it certainly soon. I also took over some work on the SpreadGML format, the Microsoft format, so I'm aware of these as well. And most important, I became this year the co-leader of the XML project. And for me, the XML co-leader, I'm not sure what is the role of a leader there. It's, there's no leadership in the community, I think. But I see it as my role to provide you with information about what progress these XML-based filter might take. What chances do we have? What perspectives and opportunities lie in this area? So this will be the main attention, or this will be my main idea, to win you, to embrace you, to join me, and give me your not your only attention, but somehow maybe your work, time, effort, somehow to help me provide my visions, or our visions, I might show you. And therefore, in this connection, I am now responsible for all XML-based filters. You will see them later, of course. And it's very interesting. To this, I must first say that my first idea was, oh boy, I got all this stuff, and I was not so happy with it, because there are some things I'm not, they come from outside sometimes, America, Ireland, and it's, I collect together. And after a while, after a few weeks, I thought, oh boy, it's a real opportunity to change everything on myself. And now I've got everything together, and all of the things that disturb myself, I'm now able to change. Now, and that's what I've been talking about. And then the next two things is about work in the, I just started a few months ago in the W3C on the compound document formats. It's just about linking documents together. XHTML is basic, and SVG and so on. Just the idea is not to invent new formats. But the only interest for us now is that we are thinking about export of open document to the mobiles, to small devices, and to have OpenOffice as an authoring device for writing and to see it on small devices and screen, and we see this as a great opportunity. So this is, I become an editor. Here we see how it manages out. It's not published yet, and so become working in this case, getting Starship work as well. And lately, but not last, I already also started in the Oasis, a metadata subcommittee, which is for me a great opportunity to establish my vision of the semantic web, because I think the metadata in open document will be the beginning and the fundamental of the semantic web and all opportunities that lies behind. I won't go on this in this, but you might hear it next year, so be aware. So, what are the XML-based filters? I will try to make it first simply, because I told my girlfriend and she said, filter, you're doing something with coffee filters, and they, no, it's the same. And I looked in the wiki and they looked, there's, for software, it means you just work on an input stream. And then this is very basically, because we are working on the stream of the open document and we transform it to a different format. And a second guy who has no idea about software said, why are you doing this? And I have to explain as well. Well, the idea of transforming one format to a different is about the problem that are applications like a browser and open document, which have totally different domains. We have different aspects, like a browser wants to only see web content, and they're not interested in having publication specification. They want to do it quick, I won't say dirty, but it's they want to be simple, and they do it very good. It's an excess, we all know it. But it's totally different from our opportunities and possibilities. We have an open document format. I find out when I do in the exports, the XHTML, that it is much less feature enabled. Therefore, it's only export, because when I do it import, lots of things of information get lost. They don't manage so much as we can do with open document. Okay, so this is a filter. But what is now an XML-based filter? An XML-based filter, there are a lot of filters in the office. OpenOffice is known for its filters and love, because this is one of the main things. You're on Macintosh, you get these Microsoft documents from a friend, it's okay. And then you are on any PC, on Solaris, and on Unix. And the thing is, with the these are the binary filters we used to have. And with the with starting of the XML filter format, with the XML document format, we got the opportunity to go away from the application and start to work solely on the XML format. The advantage of this is you don't have to know all the API, all the internal stuff of StarOffice. If you're aware of the open document format itself, it's sufficient to write a filter. And this is very fine, because you've also got the possibility to write standalone filters without the office. This becomes handy when, for example, you write a Firefox extension. You don't write an open office to just store some files. And so I use my XLT filters, which can stand alone, to manage in the Firefox. And I just wrote it. The new default format, the format for open document for OpenOffice 2 is the Open Document ISO standard. And I have to mention it that earlier, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but there was an earlier format as well, before it comes to this ISO standard. It was the OpenOffice or XML format. It was used in OpenOffice 1, for example, or I think even in StarOffice 6 and StarOffice 7. Yes. So you will see it. These file extensions were SXW, for example, for a writer, and so on. Okay. There are only two things we have to know about the requirements of an office filter. We have to support some UI interfaces. I won't go into technical details. There's a brilliant documentation, and we've got even some examples of the SDK. They're very handy and easy to get in. If you're interested, take a look at the SDK, please. And I just wanted to mention, there are some filters you have to implement. You have to show that you are a filter by implementing this. And a different thing you have to provide is sometime a type detection. What is a type detection? A type detection is needed when you're doing an import into the office. The office has to know which kind of filter has to be triggered, because they are not aware what kind of file is being used. It can be very handy if the suffix is known and is like ODT, it's sufficient. There are not so many files with ODT, but many guys use only XML as suffix, and there can be a lot of languages behind this. So you have to be aware of it, and so you have to provide a type detection as well. And you see, there are only two requirements, but it can be a lot of work, so we have provided frameworks to make it easier for the developer to implement filters for the office. We've got one framework for the Java filters. This is one of the stuff I told you earlier. I inherited and said, thanks a lot. But I'm not so, I must admit, I'm not so happy about this. It's start in the USA, and going over Ireland and comes to Hamburg. And I fixed the bug already in this framework. And there, I must admit, there are very good ideas in this. But sometimes you think, what are they doing? And I think we do have to do a lot of refactoring before we can be proud of this. But it is currently still used. For example, in the latest, I don't think you have it right now on OpenOffice already, but in the next update, there will be, from Henrik Just, the LaTeX and BibTeX export. And this is written on even this Java filter, and it's manageable to get in. And just take a look in the sources. And the reason why they have written this filter was they want to have a standalone filter framework, And earlier, they was already testing about work and prototyping work with standalone filters, working with small devices. And we got already in the office some filters for a Polterstock, Minicalc, and Pocket PC, Word, and Excel. And they are working. I think they are not implementing all the feature sets that are possible. Before I would sell it to a big company, you should, if someone want to take it over, and somehow you should have to invent a lot of more work in this. But we are not, I must say frankly, we are not so interested to spend our time on this. I told you earlier, I'm quite busy with all the stuff I listed, and I want to go ahead, and I think that CDF is a much better way. This is what this compound document framework stuff for putting things together. This is the future way, I think. We investigate many opportunities, but I'm not sure if this is the thing that will make it. And the most put down is that that's only written for the old format I told you earlier for OpenOffice 1. And they were questioning me if we ported, but no, we don't want to do it. We haven't decided yet. Or I think if there's not anybody coming to us and say, okay, we give you a lot of some arguments to make us, then I don't think that we will invest time for it. And so, but we've got a different framework, and this is my favorite. It is the framework for XLT filters, because this is a very nice thing. It is absolutely easy. XLT itself might be a bit unfamiliar first, because usually programmers start with functional languages, with procedural language or object-oriented language, and this is XLT is coming from a scheme, from a Lisp dialect. It's functional. I won't go to dive too much into it, but there are a lot of sources about XLT, and you will have the opportunity to dive in. It's very easy. It's written in text files and just mapping one file format to the other. And the best thing of all, you just have to write your style sheet, and everything else around is done by the office, because we bundled an XLT processor. This is the engine who parses well in it. To parse the script, take it, and use it to do the functionality. You just provide a small text file, actually, and everything else is done by the office. And by using the Java transformation SDK of XML and the Java XML processing API. Oh yeah, I've got this one. This one, yes. And somebody asked me, why are you using Java? Okay, it was, I told you before, maybe you noticed, we were starting to work this out for the usage on the J2E server. We wanted to have this based on the server, and we wanted to reuse it. And we were fine in putting it into the office. And I think as Java become open source now, there won't be not so much arguing. And we might discuss this later if somebody like to. And yeah, I told you about these requirements we have about these unit interfaces. And this framework provides one generic filter applications you might add to the office. I show you just in a second how it works. It's pretty easy, and you will see it. Okay, this is why the GUI 8 of the XML filter city. Now, I do some presentation about this. Just a second. Okay, you see it? Okay, maybe I'll show you where it is. There are tools, and when you go beyond tools, and you have to have an open document. Somebody asked me, I'm looking under tools, but there is no XML filter settings. That's right, because you have to open any document to have open it. I think I have to fix this and change this, but there's so many things. And here's the XML filter. I'm not sure if it's readable. I'm sorry for this. I wasn't aware of this. Maybe you have to do this presentation by your own, or see it on the screen, and do it one by one. And so what you see, or what you would see if you're sitting in the front row, is there's a docbolt filter that you can choose for the application that's right of the old SXW format. That means it's depending on the old format. And you might ask yourself, hey, we're using the OpenOffice 2. Why is it using still the old format? Well, actually, we are still able to use the old format internally. It's a big, nice feature that you have the opportunity to Choose here, I do it right now for you. I use the new button and you choose on the application which application you want. You see all application, Call, Draw, Impress, Writer, well not all, but most of them. And you will see a suffix behind ODS for the new format and SXC for the old format. And internally, if you choose the old format, it will be mapped to the old XML before it comes to the filter. So you can do what you like, but I give you the advice, if you start a new filter, you always should use the new format, because by this you might reuse it in different applications, like KOffice or Writer, other lots of them. All right. Okay, you just, I go on with this. When you try to do a new filter, you just put any name on this for your filter name, my new filter, and you put name of the type is my copy type, and a file extension like FODW maybe. Okay, I'm not sure if I should go through this. It doesn't make sense so much if you don't see it. I think we skip this because it might be boring. There's a wonderful help here. I just use it as well. And it gives you a lot of opportunities to show and to see how it works. Just so much. This is quite interesting. You won't see it in the help. You see on the distant panel, on the transformation, you've been asked for a doc type in DTT. And again, you will ask yourself, wait a minute, a doc type? Doc type is something used in HTML that connects your file format with a DTD. For those who don't know, the DTD is a schema, it's a grammar for a file. It was the first on the market, but is this the less powerful. The new format we use RelaxNG, which is the most powerful, and more powerful than the W3C schema. And I always advise you, if you use a new schema, use RelaxNG. And this is deprecated, I must admit. This is one of the stuff I want to change. I've got a long list, and I will put it in the web. And yeah, and now you can do, but the nice thing is, we talked about this type detection. Now you've got a nice, easy mechanism for the type detection. When you put any word here into it, my string, this string will be searched in the first 1,000 characters of the input stream. This has been used by the type detection. It's just, I must say, it's a hack. Now in the XML file format, I want to have it in, I wish to have pending on namespace and the root element, but this was the way they implemented, or we implemented. We have already bugs because, for example, when you have in spreadsheet ML file, and in one of these lines, you got an XHTML tag, and or just the namespace of it, or the link. They can be in the, two of them can be in the same first 1,000 lines. So this is not nice, but you can use it if you have a suffix which is not unique. Okay. You as well are able to save all files to a package. This is quite nice. This becomes a JAR file, Java application file. Yeah, we have to. Yeah, I will tell you later more about this. And you as well can open a package. Just a second. I do it right now. For example, I open a filter for you. Okay, and installed it. And when I edit it, you see, for example, there is something I've been looking for, this doc type I told you earlier. This is the string, oh, you don't see it, that I'm looking for. And there's an important and export styles sheet you have to take a look. Of course, it's different when you transform your format to OpenOffice or document, then it's some open document to your format, of course. And just to know, if you only have an export, then you will find your file beyond file, export. Yes, like, wait a minute. I think it should be like here. Okay, we're in an Impress application there. Okay, sorry. But what I want to say is, you only are on the save as menu when you have an import and an export. It was one of my mistakes I made when I first started work. I only had an export, this HTML export, and I looked for the save and said, hey, where is it? I don't find it. But you are able to see it if you have an import and export. That's all. And otherwise, in the file export, like the LaTeX filter, they will only be visible becoming here. All right. Okay, we better go on this. Just a second. Okay, this was the framework. And now I want to talk with you about enhancements I've got. And there's some obvious enhancement. I told you there's a jar file. And you ask yourself, why is there a jar file? OpenOffice got components. Why not using components? I guess I've asked around, and it was to a time constraint. They just managed in time. There was a problem. They don't know how to solve it, so it comes. And I think this is the first thing we have to change. And this is when we use, instead of the jar files in UNO package, we have by this simply new UNO packages mechanism like versioning and remote update, which is essential if you have maybe even a commercial filter you want to provide to the community. And this will be updated automatically with the, in the future version of OpenOffice, with the Office itself. You might as well have signature and authentication. This is as well a feature that that is not enabled yet, but very soon. And if we do it at the same time, you have it as well. And this is right now even the same admin level, all users installation. If you install a jar, it's only my user base file, not for all users. But you can do it with an UNO component. This will be a plus as well if you use if we implement these jar, these filter components as UNO components. And it works as well. The live deployment means I load in the jar and the filter is instantly available. Okay, and the most, I think this is the best thing of all. It's when we have filter, XML-based filter, and they are only dependent on the open document format. Why do I have to make them dependent with OpenOffice? Okay, we are all using OpenOffice, but why not separating the logic and making a component which is only dependent on the open document format? By making this only dependable on this format, we might make it exchangeable beyond application. We might have a component which can be shared with KOffice, which shared with every other application which is open document enabled. And I think this is a big thing. I must say again, this is something I really would like to have, but it's not on my to-do list now, or I don't think I will do it in the next month or soon. But if you think you like this feature and you want to do something, please contact us, me, on the most likely on the XML dev mailing list, and we can talk about how to work this out. And I think even other companies who have been enabling, who like to enable this feature, might be interested to help us out with this, because I think we've got still the most market share on the filters, and it would be nice to have this share. Okay, and the next thing is I have always problems with doing style sheets where it's the first thing, who have dependency, like you want to import something but you want to have a corporate picture in this, but where to put this corporate picture? Do I put it in the web, and maybe they have to connect to the web, and if you're in an area where it's secure, it's not possible to do this. So what I want is not only this jar, if it's already a jar, why not doing the whole package? Why not zipping all of directly with the stuff you want? By this, you can have even some templates, not even for the import, which is currently possible yet, but as well for the export. And this has great opportunities, and I think it's a very easy to implement feature. I really would like to have this feature in the next version. My final big feature is the validation of import and export. I showed you might put a DTD yet on validating your file system, but you can do it as well for only for DTD, but you can do it for various schemas, and even more, you can put restrictions on content, like don't save this if you don't have a signature here, or don't save this if you don't have all dates. And this is what I've done by XPath. XPath is a language to put a pointer on a certain spot in the document. And you can put Schematron is an ESO tool. is your standard. It's a tool for validating beyond passes, beyond schemas. Schemas usually do say this is connected, but this schematron, the nice thing is you can jump around the whole document and do very complex XPath expression only when the signature and this and this and that and but not the other case, then it's validating. And this is a very nice feature. I think you can do any business logic with this feature, and as well I think it's pretty easy to be implemented because a lot of these tools, all the logic exists already. And what do we have to do? What I have to do is I have to do some documentation again. Because I take it over and I realize, some guys pointed out just the week before, okay, I have got a DAISY, it was a DAISY, I guess it was import filter. A DAISY import filter, it's about accessibility people use. He wanted to know, I want to bring this in an open office org, how do I do it? And I said, sorry, I'm not sure. So I meet with internal guy and Martin Hollmich, and we put up the list how to do it. It's this list lying on my desk yet, it's not the best place for it. So I put it in the web, I have to put this there in. I wasn't aware that this was missing. So please point out if you got something. Best case, don't point it out to me directly. Point it on the, again, put it on the news list because everybody can is aware of this, and maybe somebody can help me out with these things. And I, for example, here, this is the first thing. When you put on the contribute button, this is the first thing in OpenOffice.org, there's no link to the XML OpenOffice.org page, actually. So somebody who's new, who got lost, you never knew that there's something like this, if not by Googling or something, by surprise. And I want to give as well some starting information for developers, because I think sometimes I got questions, I thought, I've got asked this again, maybe I should write it down somehow, so I just give a link in future, they find it themselves. Like, what is the source I have to change to find this type detection and so on, or I want to change something, where I have to start, and this has to be written in there, so this can be done by anybody. Anybody means like Wiki, not only CVS, Access, how it currently works. So this is something I really have to, or we have to do. Okay, we come on. This is my last slide, so you're nearly done. This is an open and quite often asked scenario. It is, why cannot use OpenOffice as an XML editor? Well, I first said XML editor, come on. You use JEdit or something to, this got indention, this got validation. Why use an XML editor like this? But that's not what they meant. They meant, I've got a different scenario here. There was a book. A bookseller came to me and said, we want a private XML format, what do you want? And what he wanted to have is, he have all the data of the books written in XML, all the raw data, but all the authors, okay, we go, he got all the data in XML, all the content written, because it's then later, without style, it's later being transformed to PDF, to online media, and so on. They've got template styles, but this is all separated from the raw data, and they want to keep it this way. They want just to have the raw data in there. They have just like the starting of metadata, this is a method, or this is a code snippet, then this is a method, this is an argument. And so depending on what they're using, there's a different style, but they put it separated from the content. This is a nice idea. But the authors, they protested. Oh, come on, I don't want to edit this XML stuff. I want to know what I'm doing there. It's so awful. I forgot a tag. Nothing works. So much time. So say, want to have, and what you see is what you get, editor. And OpenOffice, free available, using XML. Why not using this application to do this task? It's a fine idea. This XML-based features is one possibility. I might give you the best possibility yet. You just have to connect all these elements with a style, for the style, format style. By this, you can do the round tip, put it in, put it out. It's quite easy, but it's, I would say, a hack, because before we haven't got metadata, we cannot make a clean solution. But this is works fine, and we might do it this way. And a different thing is, well, even internal, they got Sun America contacted me and they say, oh God, we have got a website and there's always this data for the content management system. Again, we've got people who have to put in this data and they don't like XML, they want to have something. And they use a transformation to put it now in a spreadsheet, in a spreadsheet, in a calc document, and they are very happy with it, I heard. These are all opportunities and to get this done. And the last thing is, that's what I want to show you again, hopefully you see more, is uses of universal business data. Universal business data, UBL, is something standardized from the OASIS as well. This is XML for business communications, business letters for invoices, for example. That not every company got its own XML, like this bookshop got its own XML for books. They say, okay, there's something that's coming over and over again, like this invoice stuff. And so they have some specification on this, and this is quite nice, and we have an example I want to show you. And with this, I give you a different opportunity, it's called X-Forms. It's not in the example, but I have to point it out because it gives you much more than the XML-based filter currently can give. Well, let me see. Okay, we've got raw XML data I showed you said earlier. If we now open this XML file, it's already this. Sorry. Bad. I know what I've done. First the XML filter, set it in the log. There was the UBL filter. I deleted it. Yes. Okay. Close. I open this XML file. This is an UBL file. Okay. You see? This is raw data. You might give it someone and say, please edit it, but that's not the point. Nobody, no secretary will like to edit this and she would be scared. So what you do is you use this fine XML filter settings dialog. You open this jar file I've just stored it earlier. Open it, and now I reopen the same file. And it looks quite different. You see, you've got an invoice here, and I first started to work on a template and write all the template how it looks like, and then I put where the data have to be coming. I put spots in variables, and I bundled this template with a style sheet, and the style sheet is going over the data and filling in everything into it. And by this you can even use calculation and tab stops and so on. It works pretty fine. But this is not the best power OpenOffice has currently. It's 2 years old, this example. I showed it in Berlin 2 years ago, maybe someone is here. But I think it's quite impressive still. And what we have, and it's not there, is you might as well put X-Forms here. I'm not sure if you know X-Forms. X-Forms is in W3C standard as well. It's the follow-up of form element, you know, for all forms about, like in the web, you put in your name and so on, and then put submit button and put it away. It's the next step. It just put on add-on validation, one of these things, and even a lot more. Please take a look about X-Forms. It's very interesting. And we use X-Forms now with OpenOffice. We have a new X-Forms client, a site like Firefox, but there you have to put in the extension. It's not so frequent there, but it's brilliant, a lot of opportunity. If I have a message, then take a look at X-Forms, because there's a lot behind. You have got these validation. For example, what you can do, instead of putting now the implementing the export, you have, I guess Florian showed it last year, you might have here a submit button, pressing this, and all the XML data that can be edited by the office in this can be submitted to a J2E server. This is something I might show you next year, if I got the time. But it's astonishing, I really love it. Okay, so is there anything I want to show you? Please give me a break. I think I said it was my last slide, and I was wrong. No, right, this is the right. I'm done with it. I hope I gave you some impression what is possible with XML-based filter, and as well, what are the opportunities of XML-based filter. I showed these separation of filters from StarFS, from stuff, functionality, we might use these filter like the open format application-wide, make it independent, and I hope we get some workers on this, because I don't think I will manage to use to make it. I might give you ideas about this, but I really like to have some of these features I've written there done. And as well, I've got a list of, I think, 70 or 11 pages of features I really love to have. I will put this on Wiki soon. What I want to do is, I also written the solution there. I want to go back to the requirement, so I don't say we have to do it. Maybe I'm wrong with the solution. I want to disturb you by this. So I have to rewrite these 11 pages to simple requirements so we can argue about this. I don't know exactly how we can do this, maybe by Wiki, maybe by this news group, but maybe you can give me some feedback on this. Please use first this one, news group, because otherwise I've got a whole of stuff, maybe I don't have the time to write it in a timely manner. So we have to concentrate like in a community. I'm just a cool leader, nothing. So please go there, let's meet there, and how we make it. Question answers.
It's dev at openoffs.org.
Okay, it was a trick.
Dev at XML.
Thanks
a lot.
Thanks. That's why I just tried to.
List.
Yeah. Okay, I might be wrong. I will, before I represent it, I will check it out. I had some problems to access my this newest groups, and I haven't put it on my MacBook yet. It's quite new. So sorry for that. I'll fix this. We can fix this. Any more? Okay, let's start. Who have got the second question?
I have more. I have two additions to make.
Okay.
So, first one, in the online help, you'll find first basic description on how to work with XML-based filters. So it describes exactly what Swan just described, to set up XSL style sheets, to set up a template, and where you find all this. It's still a basic description, but we may extend this in the future with your help. The second thing is that we, in the help project, use this filter as well to directly edit the help files, which are in XML, a special type of XML, using OpenOffice. So we wrote these filters, import filters, export filters, and we're just taking the Office to load and save the help files natively, which works pretty fine. Although I must say we're still on the old format, we're still in the process of porting that to 2.0. One thing we came across, and this is why Swante talked about hacks, the big problem when you try to use OpenOffice as an XML editor is you have to map the elements you have in your XML with the elements that exist in the ODF or the old StarOffice format, OpenOffice format. The problem is if you add elements to it that OpenOffice doesn't know, it just, correct me if I'm wrong, it just deletes them on export, so you will lose them. So you have to do hacks like Swante said, describe them with templates, so describe them with formats, so you create styles that designate a certain element. So for example, you have a paragraph that has a certain style, and on export, you transform that style into an element of your XML, things like that. So actually it would be fine if you could teach OpenOffice not to throw away elements that it doesn't know, just preserve them. That would help a lot.
Maybe next weekend.
Okay.
But it's actually possible to store XML files. Just they can be edited to the styles. Yes, that's why I said the solution to make a round trip through the Office is to do it over the styles. But he's still, unfortunately, he's still right that I have to admit that you have to do this mapping by hand manually to use this, like I said in this bookshop example. There's some mappings, and they have wanted so like book and the like code example method and parameters. And how do the Office know what styles they would have in the what you see is what you get editor? Otherwise, when you open it in the writer, you have everything the same, but that's not what they want. They most likely have a certain formatation beyond this. And even more, it's still changing. This even so, the bookseller told me from time to time they're adding and putting it down some new text. So this had to be this always on the go. So I said, and that's right, it's still a hack, and I don't say this is the best way to do it, but we are working on the metadata, and I think this is the solution for this problem. But as long as we don't have it, use this. It's the best you can do. Together with XFont, that's all. We just saw him. Thank you. Thanks for the example. Yes, please.
Is it possible to use the XML filters via the UNO interface?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah, they are. Because they all have these, I told these X filter, they implement this X filter and this X importer, exporter, X exporter interface. And they're just by this framework I mentioned, they have been wrapped, yes? And this is a nice idea for an example. When you use it, maybe you can put the example on the web. That would be nice. Okay. Somebody else? Yes, please.
Is there any chance in the future that we will have XML filters working without running OpenOffice?
Yes, of course. of course, we already have, because you know these XLT filters, they just use any processor. Like, I told you before, I do a Firefox extension. You just use this zippy XPI file, you drag and drop it on the Firefox, it's being installed, you have to restart your Firefox, and then, after that time, every time you drop an ODT document, currently not on ODT, but then it's been transformed to XHTML. So this is a standalone filter. All XM-based filters, which are not accessing the document API, are standalone filters, right? And it's possible. Does it answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Any more, please?
Is it possible to just save into a directory instead of a zip file? It's a question that's often asked on the mailing.
You mean like you have... Yes. This is... I talk about this long list of features. This is one of my features. I want to have, when I save a document like the XHTML, I don't want, there are pictures, and this, I'm not sure if it's what the same as we want, but we might discuss it on the list, but I want to have, when you save a file, a website, for example, with Firefox, there's also a folder which is named exactly like the file, yes, where all the pictures and stuff is going, which is not part of the format. And I want to have something as well, because otherwise it's not complete.
I think you're more referring to not saving to ODF as zipped, but just have the unzipped XML.
Sorry.
You
thanks
can have that. We had the exact same questions some weeks ago, 2 weeks ago or so. The simplest way to do it is to write a dummy filter using this feature that just maps, just copies every element, and then it puts out an XML, which is exactly the XML, but unzipped. Am I right?
You're right. And we even want to have a better an API which provides this common functionality that you can have and doesn't depend if you have the zip file, because I'm not sure, I might have skipped it because I always talk year after year, but our format is a zip and there are different content XML styles, meter and styles, meter, content, XML files, and they are concatenated together and merged somehow, and internally we've got, when we use it, when you got these, use the XLT filter framework, we've got one stream, just one file, and so we've got different, I think we've got three incarnations of this. We have the zip file, like the ODT, we might unzip it to a folder with directory structure, and we have it like it's in the office as a one stream, yes, but all these three things should be the same, are the same, and should be handled at the same. It's just three different views on the same thing. And I and my colleague and mine want to have an API who's just using this. And if we have something like this, then we will open source certainly, and you will see it first on the list. Just join the list. The right list, not this list. I will correct. Any more questions? Please.
Is it possible to extend the ODF by adding some other tags? For example, provide semantic information on a part of text, for example.
I think
that is hide, obviously.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But I think what you're asking for, I think we discussed this earlier, what you're asking for is a solution. The problem you have is you have information, more information you want to put into it. And this is exactly what metadata is doing. Yes.
Okay.
And just wait, we're working on this.
Okay.
Okay? Anything? Anyone? Please?
To access the XHTML filter in OpenOffice from another application.
You mean from any, rightly, any...
For example, you have an ODF document you want to convert to HTML,
Yes.
And you just browse the OpenOffice installation directory, find the style sheet and run it. Is it possible?
Yes, which is.
It's bundled as a separate file, or is it?
That's what I'm trying to tell. Currently, you have to manually adapt it. Yes. Currently, you have to write it over, and the other transformation, we call it X or somehow. They don't know how to use it. Yes. There's missing information like what is other dependencies, what MIME types are being used. The XLT does not provide this information itself. There needs to be configuration as well. And so this is what I want to have. I have a common agreement on how the confirmation has to be written. So we make a zippy, which has been transformed to the UNIP package by doing the import, but the external form of the filter should be shareable across different applications. You can use it yet, but it's very uncomfortable. It's you have to manage a lot of things, and you have to be a developer, actually. There's no secretary can do this, for example. But this is what I really like to have, because they're open source, they can do it, and why do they? All the developers have to do this work over and over again. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any more? No? OK, so thank you for being here, and it was my pleasure and honor to have this audience here. Bye.